What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your comments and questions. And today in our third hour, we're going to have a guest, author David Joaquin. He's written a book, 9/11 in the World Today, which basically, I'm sure we can all agree, regardless of what you think actually happened on 9/11, there is absolutely no question it changed the course of our history, our society, our civilization, our war policy, certainly. And he's going to be joining us in hour number three to have a little bit of the discussion. And before we get into things here, for the people who are in BAM user, I'm going to turn around and stand up. Somebody actually sent me a T-shirt that says Aloha Snack Bar on it, which I thought was really kind of clever, and I'm wearing it here on the broadcast today, and hopefully you were able to see that on BAM User just now. So all kinds of fun stuff going on with that. All right, let's get into the serious stuff here. Everybody is still talking about what's going on with Donna Brazile. Apparently, Donna Brazile woke up with a horse's head in her bed or something, because she's now trying to backtrack. And say, well, no, that she never really said there was rigging of last year's primary, which is the exact opposite of what she was saying only a few days ago. And, of course, in the book itself, which she can't take back, you know, it's in there that the rigging took place. But apparently she has been threatened or bought or something, and she's trying to sort of pull back from that situation. But nobody's going to buy that. We understand that people who come out with the truth will get threatened, they will get attacked, and they will be somehow coerced to try and say, I was only kidding, it was just a joke. What will remain to be seen is if the book itself is ever actually released. Now, I pre-ordered my copy, but we know that any kind of publication that's embarrassing to the narcocracy can, in fact, vanish. And I remember back when John F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated, and there was an entire issue of Newsweek that had an article about him deciding to run for the Senate seat that Hillary Clinton eventually won, was literally recalled from the newsstands, taken off the trucks, and destroyed, and never replaced. So that's how much power the narcocracy has here. Now, we are hearing from Edward Klein that Hillary Clinton personally authorized her campaign chairman, John Podesta, to launch this controversial Donald Trump Russian dossier project. And this is, senior Clinton campaign strategist, worked for Hillary both 2008 and 2016. And Hillary apparently proved Podesta's decision to pay for the dossier by funneling campaign funds through Mark Elias, referring to the lawyer who represented the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Now, the dossier was delivered to the Clinton campaign by the opposition research firm Fusion GPS in the summer of 2016, and Hillary was delighted with it. Remember when the story first broke that the DNC and Hillary had paid for the dossier, and Hillary said, first I've heard of it. Nope, she was lying to us yet again. So, and, she really thought that that was going to destroy Donald Trump, but she couldn't get anybody in the corporate media to run with it ahead of the election, because nobody could actually verify anything that was in it, which, as it turned out, it was all false anyway. So they leaked it out. Finally, I think it was BuzzFeed ran it, and then the corporate media said, well, okay, if it's up there, we can legitimately run this, and it was a big, huge stink. And it turned out to be a complete phony. And Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid $12 million for this. Now, as strange as it may seem, given that debacle, given that disaster, the Daily Mail is reporting that Hillary Clinton has gone back to Christopher Steele to obtain a second report with new salacious charges against Donald Trump. And talk about raising on your busted flush here. How could Hillary or anybody close to her think that anyone is going to pay attention to a new dossier coming from the same source as the current discredited dossier? Remember the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome? We're there. Now, one of the things Donna Brazile has come on out with is that Barack Obama, when he was president, he was kind of a leech, but then show me any politician who isn't, basically grabbing money off the Democratic Party for his own causes. And Donna Brazile is saying that's what left the Democratic Party in such poor financial shape that they were amenable to the deal they made with Hillary Clinton, where she was going to get them out of debt, put them on an allowance to keep them going, and then she was going to be calling all the shots. So it is a huge mess. It is worse than Watergate. And it's amazing how the corporate media is still trying to keep the lid on this. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now for our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about Dossier Gate and Primary Gate and Uranium Gate and all of these. And one of the things that we have to be very careful of right now is that a lot of hoax stories are being planted on the independent media to try and harm our credibility. And one that got sent to me by a whole bunch of people is a good example, turned out to be fake. The story was basically that Tony Podesta had been arrested over the weekend as part of Robert Mueller's investigation. And as near as we can tell, it's a completely phony story, but they're trying to put this stuff out there to make the independent media look reckless and careless. So we have to be very, very careful, follow the usual rule, two separate sources, have to have corroboration or it doesn't go up. A little bit of advice to my fellow travelers out here in the independent media. Now, Congressmen Gates, Biggs, and Gohmert have introduced a resolution to remove Robert Mueller, and basically citing his very obvious conflicts of interest and the fact that he never should have been appointed a special counsel anyway without a preliminary investigation. So the House of Representatives is looking like they're going to make a move on shutting down that whole special counsel that was just a hatchet job on Donald Trump. Then we need a new real special counsel to go after Uranium Gate, Primary Gate, Dossier Gate. Any one of these is a major scandal equal to Watergate, and we've got three of them, and who knows what's going to pop up in the future as more and more of this stuff goes public. Now, Trey Gowdy is investigating the uranium deal and apparently has now managed to speak to that undercover FBI informant, the one that they were trying to withhold. And finally, they got the permission, said there's no reason for you to withhold him from us. We need to talk to him. And so now that individual is providing information about the Uranium One deal. So that is moving forward. Now, we're still looking at what happened with William Binney and Mike Pompeo, where Donald Trump asked Pompeo to meet with William Binney about this idea that Russia hacked the DNC. And following the meeting, Mike Pompeo came on out and said he still believed it was Russia. Don't bother me with facts and techno jargon and the rest of that stuff. I believe it was Russia. And so William Binney has had several interviews since, including Russia Today, basically explaining the case why it had to be an internal leak and not a hack over the internet, and going back to that transfer speed of the data, where the information was copied onto a flash drive and the time signatures show that it was basically two bursts totaling 87 seconds for 16 gigabytes of data. Now, if you know anything about the internet, you're not going to get 16 gigabytes of data in just 87 seconds. So it had to be done locally. And that's the only real evidence anybody has come up with about the leaking of these emails out into the wild. Because nobody has found any evidence to support the claim that Russia hacked the DNC emails. It's just guilt by acclamation, or proclamation, if you will. So if the intelligence community had any factual information about Russian hacking, they would have produced it by now. They don't have anything. It's not there. So being at the very most generous, forgiving, and understanding, CIA Chief Mike Pompeo is a total idiot. And we should not have idiots running the CIA, or for that matter, any other parts of the government. But right now, it looks like Mike Pompeo is out there protecting the narcocracy, which, of course, is tangled up with the CIA itself. But at the very least, he's an idiot to ignore the hard facts. Now, apparently, back when the Hillary campaign and the DNC started claiming they'd been hacked, the FBI came on in and said, let us take a look. And according to Donna Brazile, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz who blocked the FBI from access to the DNC server, so they couldn't do a forensic analysis. Same thing, NSA, same thing with CIA. The entire claim that Russia hacked the DNC servers came from CrowdStrike, and CrowdStrike eventually backed off that claim themselves when other security companies pointed out the serious flaws in their so-called chain of evidence. So there's nothing supporting the claim that Russia hacked the DNC server. The evidence, especially the timestamps on the data transfer, indicate an internal leak, and this gets us back to Seth Rich. And that needs to be looked into as well, especially with this idea that Donna Brazile said that following Seth Rich's murder, she was very concerned about her own life. And she was warned by an asset she had in the intelligence community that she had to take precautions, alarms, cameras, all of that stuff, battery backup on all of it. Now, if Seth Rich was, as the official story claims, a random robbery that was botched, and they shot him to death and did not take his wallet, did not take his cell phone, did not take his watch, then why would Donna Brazile feel her own life was in danger? So there's an issue there that must be gotten into. Now, do you remember Minnesota State Senator Don Schoen? And he was out there at the forefront of claiming Trump was a sexual predator. Remember they had those 30 women come forward and say, oh, Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that, and all of them got shot down and discredited. Well, talk about those who live by the sword dying by the sword. Senator Dan Schoen is now himself accused of sexual assault by multiple women. So a little bit of comeuppance there. Now, getting on back to Rand Paul, the other day we had somebody come call into the show here saying that the tackling, the beating was all about grass clippings. But apparently Rand Paul's neighbors have gone public saying that, this is fake news. There was something else going on. Had nothing to do with landscaping and grass clippings. Because Rand Paul apparently kept his lawn, within the homeowner association standards. So they're saying there's something else going on here. The grass clipping story is fake news. It's a cover up. And I did say yesterday that this whole grass clippings tackling story smelled about as accurate as Harry Reid's accident with the exercise machine. So, getting on over to the war zones, Syria, I think you can say we're pretty much at the end of that. The government forces have liberated al-Bukamal from ISIS. That was their last stronghold. And what's left of ISIS and al-Qaeda, they're heading for the borders or anywhere else where they can get on out. So this is pretty much over. And the Syrian army was able to do this because Iraq allowed them to come into Iraq and go back into Syria across their border to basically envelop that last terror stronghold. And so now ISIS is basically nearing complete collapse, and it's over and done with. And inevitably, we are seeing calls from these nations. It's time for the U.S. to go home, because the U.S. has been claiming for at least the last few years of the Syria campaign that they were there to get rid of ISIS and al-Qaeda as part of the war on terror. And so Syria is saying, ISIS and al-Qaeda are gone. You can go home now. Please take all your guns and bullets and ammunition and leave. And now Turkey is saying that it's time for the U.S. to withdraw their weapons and support for the U.S.-backed rebels, saying that they are a post-war threat to the region, and even a threat to Israel. Nobody wants the U.S. over there anymore. Now, the U.S., again, is trying to rebrand the war in Syria. This ISIS and al-Qaeda thing didn't work out, so they've gone back to the earlier claim that Assad is gassing his own people, yada, 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 yada. Saddam has nukes, Assad has gas, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons, all the lies we've been told to start these wars. And Russia is making the case to the UN Security Council, which is still divided on whether they want to vote for a new investigation, basically saying that this OPCW UN investigation, the current one that they already have and they want to repeat, it's littered with systemic deficiencies, which is a very polite way of saying it's full of errors and mistakes. And Russia is reiterating that they think the April 4 incident was staged, which the indications are that it was, and it certainly wasn't the first time the U.S. has staged a gas or chemical attack to frame on somebody. The U.S. loves these false flag attacks. So does Israel, for that matter. Now, of course, war is good for the war business, not really good for much of anything else here. But over in Great Britain, their war defense weapons contractors are having a field day there, because apparently British arms sales to Saudi Arabia have jumped 500% because of what's going on in Yemen. And it tells us two things: that there is a lot of money being made on this. It tells us Saudi Arabia is having to spend a lot of money on the war in Yemen. And that in turn tells us that the war in Yemen isn't going as smoothly and quickly as everybody thought it was going to when Saudi Arabia first went in there. Now, as you know, Saudi Arabia is trying to claim that Iran has committed an act of war by supplying missiles to Yemen, which Yemen then fires into Saudi Arabia. Now, because Saudi Arabia has attacked and invaded and blockaded Yemen, it is reasonable that Yemen would fight back. But Saudi Arabia is trying to pivot this over to Iran. But it was pointed out only yesterday that the missile that was actually used for the strike near the Riyadh airport was a Yemeni-designed, Yemeni-built missile. Iran had nothing to do with it at all. And interestingly enough, the U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert basically raised doubts that Iran provided missiles to Yemen, saying that Washington does not have full determination on who was responsible for that. So apparently they can't even prove that Iran sent any weapons into Yemen. Although Iran has as much right to send weapons to aid their friends as the U.S. has to send to, for example, Israel. That's how these games are played. Now, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is calling for more sanctions on Iran for its support of terrorism and for violating the ballistic missile resolutions of the United States. So they're definitely ganging up on Iran. So it's getting very tense and very, very real. And how it's going to come about, we're not sure. My favorite theory is that Saudi Arabia is going to attack Lebanon and try and goad Iran into doing something overt that Saudi Arabia can then use to justify a direct attack on Iran. And it does look like Lebanon is going to get bombed very soon, because Saudi Arabia has now instructed all Saudi nationals to leave Lebanon immediately, was the word that they used. Kuwait is ordering their citizens to leave Lebanon, and they used the word immediately. And Bahrain issued a similar warning on Sunday. So apparently everybody knows what's coming. And Saudi Arabia could basically fly up along that border with Jordan and Israel and Syria, so it's not technically violating anybody's airspace, and it could bomb Lebanon, or it could fly out over the Mediterranean, turn back, and come in from the Mediterranean. But it will be a horrible, horrible slaughter. And I think their goal is to get Iran to come on in and just do something. We'll be right back.
Folks.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the telephones now. Steve in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, about a week ago, I'm not sure who did it. That's what I'm calling about. But one of our diplomats here, government appointees there, had mentioned that if they were asked to leave Iraq, that they would not. Do you recall that?
I remember that, yes. I think it was one of the military commanders, but basically said, yeah, we don't care if they want us to leave, we're going to stay. And it's arrogant in the extreme. And it is a reminder that the U.S. government right now is basically trying to garrison the entire world the way the Roman Empire did.
Right. That's correct. I theorized long ago that they were never going to leave. As soon as they started to build that embassy, I knew they had no intention of ever leaving Iraq.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. At some point, though, you know, we might see the people of Iraq, like the people of Yemen, just decide we're going to take our country back. Because everybody now understands that since the end of World War II, this is how the U.S. has been building its empire. They'll go into a country very quietly. They'll stir up the opposition. They'll fund the opposition. They'll cause chaos and turmoil and basically leading to the downfall, the collapse of the government. And then they impose a puppet regime, a junta. and they've done it to all these different countries. They did it in Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973, tried to do it again in Iran in 2009, did it in Ukraine. They're doing it in all these countries. And now the people of the world understand that's what's been going on, that these revolutions within their borders aren't real organic internal revolutions. They are covert subversion and overthrow.
Right. Last but not least, my connection out in Illinois, Rob in Chicago, actually, he sent me something from Dave Hodges. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but he mentioned about National Guard in all 50 states being on alert. And didn't know if you knew more about that.
I have not heard anything about that at all. But, you know, we have this strange story where there was somebody who called into Alex Jones' show saying there's going to be a false flag attack here in the U.S. to be blamed on Yemen and or Iran. And the story then goes that this caller was identified and later picked up by the FBI. And he didn't give out any classified information, but apparently the story is that they wanted to talk to him because he's trying to sound the warning of another false flag to start another series of wars.
Well, that's how they do it. Hey, thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Now, as you know, the U.S. and, for that matter, NATO are starting to ramp up in Afghanistan because things have not been going very well up there. And yes, they're getting the oil pipeline right of way, and yes, the CIA is getting all the opium, but they're not able to stabilize the entire country. The Taliban are still giving them a lot of grief, and there is a reason why Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires. The British found that out the hard way. The Soviet Union found that out the hard way. And I can imagine Putin's probably laughing his head off that the U.S. government walked into this known swamp thinking that things were somehow going to be different. But they're ramping up all of this, and the propaganda that is coming out of the corporate media is we have to go into Afghanistan because Russia is supporting the Taliban. They're giving them sophisticated weapons. It's Charlie Wilson's war in reverse, and we cannot allow them to prevail. But interestingly enough, the Afghani defense minister, Tariq Shah Bahrami, is telling reporters there is no evidence of Russia being in Afghanistan right now. It's basically the United States and its allies fighting against the Afghani people who do not want to live under foreign puppet rule. That's going to be a consistent common theme going into the future. The people of these various countries saying we do not want to live under foreign puppet rule. Afghanistan doesn't want to live under American rule. Americans don't want to live under Israeli rule. That is the new common theme in geopolitics moving forward. So we're going to take another little break here for commercials. And when we come on back, more about the wars.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our bodies.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to take a phone call. Tom in Baltimore, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Rivero. Enjoy your show. I wanted to ask you a quick question before I jump into your topic of war. On your website, I see that you put a notation up there that you're under attack. I appreciate that. There's always a pop-up on my screen that says, will you allow pop-ups? We can't take you to the show until you click yes. Is that part of your program, or is that something I'm just being lured into? Because it seems to hang my computer up with ads every time I click on it.
There shouldn't be any kind of a pop-up that says you have to click this to proceed to my show. There's the link that goes to BAM user.
Right.
That shouldn't have is that the one you're talking about?
No, sir. This is something that popped up at the bottom of the screen that says Internet Explorer has blocked pop-ups, and it won't allow me to actually click on the video feed until I click on that. However, I found that if I wait and click on the X I can knock out that box, but it takes about a minute. So it seems like it's kind of like a trap. I just want to make sure it wasn't from your program.
No, it's not something that we've got in there. And unfortunately, there are a lot of browser hijackers out there. I mean, right now, the hacker cybercrime problem is an epidemic. And unfortunately, we're doing the best that we can to try and keep this stuff under control. But there are basically right now, there should be 3 pop unders and no pop overs on my website. And you're free to use an ad blocker, but the ad blocker should not interfere with your seeing the live video feed, which is from BAM User. So maybe BAM User is doing something different, and it's hard for me to check on that because the only time it's running is when I'm doing my show.
Use that. I've done it in the past, and it sometimes will take me to a show that's not current. But when you say pop under, what is that exactly?
It means there'll be an advertising window that shows up behind the browser, not in front of it, so that when you close the browser, then you're presented with the ad. And I wish I could afford to run without ads. I really do. But it's unfortunately a necessity that in order to pay for all the hardware and the server time and all the rest of it, we have to have ads and we have to ask for donations, and that's just the way it is until some insane millionaire, you know, leaves me about $5 million, and then I can tell my advertisers to go jump in a lake.
Of course you do, and I suspect, Mr. Rivera, with your popular message... that regardless of whether you knocked out all your ads or not, I think you would still be under attack.
Oh, no question about it.
right. So Afghanistan, yeah, you know, it amazes me how we and so many people, I'm retired now, I listen to C-SPAN, Washington Journal in the morning, and I listen to people calling the radio shows all day long. It amazes me how many people will stick up for this country and talk about how free they are and how they want to preserve things and they want the government to do this and they want the government to do that, when all along it's ever clear to me, and I considered myself, having worked in government for my entire career, that I was a little slow in the uptake, but I'm feeling pretty good about my uptake level because I see how many Americans are lulled into the stupor and the delusion that they're in a free country. You know, Afghanistan, I think, may be more free than we are, actually. You know, they're a loose coalition of various different factions, and that's why they're so hard to conquer. You know, that's what we were supposed to be about. We were supposed to have these 50 sovereign states not under the control and the thumb of a central government, which could easily be taken over. And that's just what we have. We have this metastasizing, like a cancer government, who is every day taking away more of our freedoms, fleecing the American public, and so many radio hosts, and I commend you for not being one of them, will talk about the same old issues, things that are on the surface that really don't matter, but they don't really get down to the core of the problem, like the IRS not being ever... enacted by an act of Congress. They're a private corporation. The only government employee is the controller, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's not the IRS commissioner. There's a comptroller of internal revenue, something like that, who is a government employee, but what the IRS states, even on their website, as their authority to act, is not correct. If you follow the law, if you actually investigate, and you don't have to dig very deep, you'll find that there's no mention of an Internal Revenue Service. They are indeed a private corporation, not to mention the Department of Energy, the DEA. People, I cannot believe, are falling for the same old Reagan-esque nonsense about just say no to drugs. It's like the same old plays being played over and over again on the fool of the American average citizen, and people just don't realize. You know, how long do you think it'll be before the government tells you what you must put into your body? You know,
They're already doing that with vaccines. They're mandating vaccines, and, yeah, they're taking total control over our very bodies. And it is ridiculous and it is abusive. But I think more and more people are beginning to wake up and realize that virtually everything they've been told by the government and the corporate media has been a fraud, a lie, a deception of some kind to serve either corporate greed or national war policy. And I think more and more people are waking up to that. That's why the polls are showing trust in the U.S. government, in the Congress, and for that matter, Donald Trump, are at record lows. Trust in the corporate media is at record lows. And the audience numbers are showing people just are turning off those corporate TV news networks, and they're coming on over to the independent media to find out what's really going on. So I think those days when the government could tell a whopper of a lie and expect the majority of the American people to go along with it, those days are pretty much over. And the tragedy is that the planners of these things inside that central government don't seem to realize it yet, which is why they keep trying to do the same hoaxes over and over again, even though each new one is actually reinforcing the public image that, yes, the government plays dirty tricks on us to get us to do what they want.
And by the way, I'll leave you with this so other people can get on, but I just wanted to make this very clear. Like I said, I worked for an entire career in government. I spent 5 years, which I'm ashamed of, enforcing drug laws. The drug war is an absolute lie. It's a failure. It was born of a lie with Richard Nixon. Ehrlichman even admitted it. Nixon knew that blacks were against him, many of them, and that white hippies were against him. He couldn't outlaw being black or being a white trash hippie, in his words. So he decided to play the game that Trump is playing, say that he was concerned about the public health. He wasn't concerned about the public health. He was concerned about hippies and blacks, and he found a way to lock them up. And it's been a booming business for government. It's been a treachery on the American people. It's destroyed families. It's destroyed lives. And it's destroyed many of our liberties, and it's leading to an ever-increasing police state, which not only is affecting us here in America, but the DEA, I don't know if you know this, they're operating worldwide as a military force to control other governments through the drug laws. It's a big lie.
Well, I'll take it one step further than that. The war on drugs is actually the war on the competition's drugs, because we know that the biggest smuggler of illegal drugs into our country has been the Central Intelligence Agency. Heroin from Kunsa during Vietnam, cocaine during the Iran-Contra situation, and now we've got this Afghani opium flowing into the streets of America. When there is a drug bust, it's on somebody else who's trying to cut in on the government's action here.
That America faces, be it gangs on the streets, be it crime, be it murder in our major cities, you name it, and it can all be traced back to the drug war. Even immigration and naturalization were being assigned to the DEA when they should have been keeping an eye on who was coming into this country. So you can even trace that back to the terrorist acts of 9/11 and the World Trade Center bombing back in 93. These things are all hooked together. And police are dying, children are dying, families are being destroyed. We're ever under the thumb of the government through these unconstitutional drug wars. Let's remember, it took a constitutional amendment for prohibition. What makes people think that this is just anathema to what freedom is all about? Before the Harrison Act in 1933, people could consume what they want, and they should be able to consume what they want when they commit crimes. When that happens, then it's a government issue. Prior to that, we're supposed to be a free people. But like I said, we're under the delusion that we're a free nation. We are not.
Well, here's what's going on here. And prohibition is the good model. Prior to prohibition, alcohol was very cheap, easy to get. Prohibition made it a very expensive commodity. And the vast sums of money that were collected by the bootleggers and the rum runners allowed them to literally reshape American politics in their own direction. And a lot of the major political families in our society rose to wealth and prominence during the age of the rum runners. Well, now we've had the same thing happen with the age of the drug runners, whereby making all these drugs illegal, They made them very expensive commodities, highly profitable to be trafficking in. And that's why they like to keep all this stuff illegal in order to maximize the profits. Anyway, Tom, I got to let you go. I've let you go on for a very long time, and we've got other callers waiting on the line. So let's switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there?
Mike, how you doing?
I'm Mike, doing fine.
Hey, Mike, you said this before. Don't use Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge, or Google Chrome. Use Yandex, Y-A-N-D-E-X. And the search engine should be DuckDuckGo. No problems with what really happened. Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer and Google Chrome will all give you some crazy pop-ups all over the screen. Don't use those. Use Yandex.
Okay, well, that's good advice here. And, yeah, more and more the browsers themselves are being turned into ad presentation engines. And I understand that Edge is so bad. They were trying to do a presentation at one of the Microsoft things, and the presenter just said, hang on a second, and he had to install Chrome to be able to get this thing to work properly. We've really allowed this technology to become too complicated to properly maintain, and we need to start thinking about going back and simplifying so that it's easier to create applications and tools, easier to repair them and maintain them, and more difficult for the cyber criminals to find a way through them.
Hey, Mike, I want to switch gears to Saudi Arabia. If you read that story about the billionaires sending a lot of money out of the country, so either a lot of them are getting ready to skedaddle, or maybe they're afraid Saudi Arabia is going to get pounded by the Iranians.
Well, it's kind of, yeah, I think any time a war is rearing its head, you're going to see the billionaires are going to try and get their money off to someplace out of bombing range. But it may be in response that this purge doesn't appear to be over yet, and it does appear to be motivated at least in part by the fact that under Saudi law, if somebody is convicted of these crimes of corruption, their wealth can be confiscated by the Saudi government. And we're talking billions and billions of dollars in assets. So that may be a reason they're trying to move their money out of the country.
Mike, the Iranians would crush Saudi Arabia. They can't even win in Yemen. Most of their army is you know, like you said, just for mercenaries. And a lot of them are Yemenis people. Were they, like, brought in, you know, from their side, per se. But they're not good fighters except for the other sect of the, you know, of the Houthis. They're like warrior. They're a warrior caste, like, you know, like Afghanistan, you know. So, I mean, the only way, like, Saudi Arabia would be able to, if the U.S. got involved, and, you know, and as far as Lebanon's concerned, hey, Putin, sell them some S-400s real quick.
Yeah, that would be the smartest thing for Lebanon to do right now. But you see, the whole point is, as you pointed out, it won't just be Saudi Arabia going to war on Iran. Saudi Arabia is being used as the proxy to open the door to the war on Iran that is desired by Israel and the United States. And so definitely,
but Russia
the
won't
States
allow them to attack Iran, Mike. Like, just like they wouldn't let the Syria to fall. Iran is an economic partner, and they sign a lot of deals, and they're not going to let Iran fall, Mike. So you're looking at another World War III scenario.
Well, I think we're already in World War III. We just haven't had the really big bang yet to make it obvious to everybody. But I'm convinced in future history books, they're going to look back and say that, yes, here in 2017, we were already in the early stages of World War III. We're there. We've got too many wars going on in too many different places, and now we're getting all this talk about going into Iran and Lebanon, and Lebanon could easily bring the United States and Russia into direct conflict. We already know that NATO was up there in Europe getting Europe ready to go to war against Russia. So obviously everybody is thinking this is going to happen somewhere down the road, and that's when the nukes are going to start flying.
It's an economic world war right now. This is all about economics, if people don't realize. This is
all
about hegemony.
Economic.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, things are changing, though. I mean, China's still the, you know, the 600-pound gorilla, as they say, or 500-pound gorilla. You know, if they get, you know, attack on Iran's attack on Russia, and attack on Russia's attack on China, I mean, you're, plus Turkey, I mean, you're dealing with some countries that I'll tell you, Mike, I think a lot of Americans' allies will probably stay at home for this one.
They might really just... Certainly the people of Europe don't want to get into another world war because portions of the last two were fought on their territory, and you can still see the scars. And I don't think they want to be part of a new World War III. And to be very honest, when we're hearing about the command and control structure being corrupted, like with this Fat Leonard scandal, when you were looking at these very expensive, poorly performing weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex, I do not think the United States can win a war against Russia and China, even if it does go nuclear.
And, Mike, real quick, I just want to switch over. I don't know if you talked about this yesterday or the day before about Germany's court saying they're going to add a third gender. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is absolute nonsense. And I think this whole political correctness thing has just gone too far. We're becoming decadent, just the entire society. Anyway, Dustin, I need to let you go. We got to do a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call and more news after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
in Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call, then get back to the news here. Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well. The fellow that called before Dustin called in, or you were talking to Dustin, that guy's first mistake was he was using Internet Explorer. You know, I haven't used it in so long, I even forgot about it, but like this multi-core threading that search engines can do now is just, you know, kind of left Internet Explorer in the dust because they offer it with the operating system, right? It's not like something
yes.
where you go out and get it, you know. So anyway, but it is actually not too bad if you know how to optimize it a little bit. But, you know, and then that guy was, wow, he really hit the nail on the head with a lot of the things he was saying. And the thing that struck me the most was something you said a long time ago. I remember the first time you said it. Something like the last official act of the government is to loot the nation. Everyone in your government is filthy rich, and apparently everyone in the government in Canada is filthy rich too. When they're in there long enough, and they yes. hide their money in offshore tax havens. Those dirty
yeah.
buggers.
Yes.
What have they been doing while we've been looking the other way, trying to take care of ourselves. Like,
they're doing the same thing. They're taking care of themselves at the expense of everybody else. And, we're still looking to see what else is going to come out of those Paradise Papers. But the reality is, to the ultra-rich, taxes should be paid by, you know, the lower classes. That's your only reason to exist, is to work and breed new soldiers and new workers and to pay the cost for everything while, you know, they gather their treasures around themselves and have a lot of parties.
Well, a lot of these parties and party situations are coming to light now, aren't they? These people actually
think they
can do whatever they want.
Well, up until recently, they've been able to get away with it. Yeah, if you got enough money, you can literally get away with murder. And it is amazing. And I think it's good that ordinary people are starting to realize that the lifestyles of the rich and undeserving are really kind of slimy when you get right down to it.
Was this going to happen nonetheless, whether or not Hillary won or lost?
I think of this is an artifact of the rise of the independent media. Because the corporate media, for the most part, has been brought to heel by the money junkies.
Well, they defecated on themselves.
Yes. But I think just the independent media, we're not hired by anybody. We're not being paid by anybody. We're going to report the stories that come on out. And we're going to report things that are going to make people in positions of wealth and power very embarrassed about some of their behavior. As well, we should. Because they like to call themselves our leaders, but they have to lead by example. Al, got to let you go. We got to take
a
break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.